This did not look like the grand slam of corruption it became at the start. They had no idea what they were getting into.
So what do? They put the trap out. They put a wire on the Solomon Dweck, and let's see what happens. Let's see who comes and takes the bait.
That was exactly it.
I got him in my corner. Yeah. I got you.
Solomon Dweck advertised to them, I, Solomon Dweck, can bring you corrupt people in the rabbinical community who are laundering money. I can bring you the guy who's brokering illegal kidneys. I can bring you political corruption.
Illegal kidneys.
Illegal kidney brokering. And they don't trust him, but they figure, what's the harm? He's already going to face 30 years in the bank fraud. Let's try it. The case does not go well for the first 6 months, 8 months, year and a half. Finally, with the heat of the Hudson County political season in the spring of 2009, he starts hitting a pay dirt of corrupt politicians, and that's what leads to the case exploding.
Bringing down so many people, and some might even say bringing down, ultimately, Governor John Corzine. Could that case be made?
The case has been argued. When we talked to Governor Corzine, he did not believe that that actually was the reason for his loss. But as we note in the book, the whole issue of corruption in New Jersey was what gave rise to Chris Christie in the first place.
You don't necessarily find that this case led to Corzine's downfall, but you find that this case led to Corzine really having a lot of personal angst and questioning whether or not he could win this election. In fact, the day of the arrest, July 23rd, 2009, he finally says to himself, this may well be lost.